Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Hello, students. Welcome again to this program. As usual, it is Karine, your facilitator. In the last lesson, we learned about how to solve conflicts. Today, we will learn how to understand conflicts and how to be a mediator. Let us listen to the story.
Life is beginning to get bad now. I mean, no food to eat, no place to sleep.
But I'm thinking about my problems, Tewuka. Just leave me alone. It was you who caused all our troubles today.
Hey boy, you worry too much. Don't you even feel sorry? Right now, I'm very hungry.
Don't tell me that, because I don't feel sorry if you are hungry or not. If you have not acted stupid, we would still be on the farm.
But I don't understand you, Silas. In fact, you called me stupid.
Students, why is Silas angry? Thank you, students. You might have said, Silas is angry because he feels that Tewuka caused them to lose their jobs. Students, why is Tewuka also angry? Thank you, students. You might have said, Tewuka is angry because he feels blame for everything, and also the way Silas is talking to him. Let us go back to the story.
In fact, I'm getting away from here. I'm going to see Furaha. Maybe she'll give me some idea what I must do.
Furaha? Okay, wait for me. I think when Furaha hears both of us, she will tell us how she feels.
Woo! Silas and Tewuka, what brings you here, guys? Mr. Utera was telling me you two had a big fight.
Yes, Tewuka behaved badly. He caused us to fight, and now we are fired.
Oh no, Furaha. He started it. He just putting the blame on me.
You started the fight. It was...
Okay, guys. Let's talk in a proper way. You two sit here. Say, waiter, get my guests 2 plates of food with 2 soft drinks. So you really fought. Mr. Utera said you both spoiled things.
It's true, Furaha.
As far as I'm concerned, I don't want to have anything to do with this Tewuka again.
Don't worry. I don't want to have anything to do with you too. Forever.
Please, please, please. Listen to me, you two. That's good. Now, there are some things you two have to know about how peace can come about when people have conflicts. First of all, do you know how conflicts can start?
No. Conflict just starts sometimes.
Okay. Mr. Utera told me there are 7 reasons for conflict. Let me see if I can remember. They are poor understanding of a problem, lack of cooperation between everyone, lack of trust, lack of two-way communication, letting our feelings run of control, focusing on people's differences, and excluding people or groups due to their differences.
Yes, Ra. What you're saying sounds like what Tewuka did. Tewuka can't understand. He can't communicate well. He can't even cooperate with people. And he can't be trusted.
Forget about what you're saying, my man. What Fla is saying goes to both of us. We are both to blame. We don't know the things, Silas.
Now, let's see how we can help settle this conflict. First of all, I'm your mediator here. Mediator means someone who can help to make peace between people. Okay, so the first rule we will keep is we will talk one at a time. And no one will talk when the other person is talking. Is that clear?
Yes, it is clear.
All right, let's start the settlement. First of all, there are a few things we must all know. Answer me, two of you. What do you really want? Silas, you go first.
Fra, I think I want Tebuka to be a good friend and to cooperate in doing things.
As for me, I want Silas to realize that sometimes he's just talking and we shouldn't fight over something so crazy. He should never call me stupid again.
Ah, so what is the main problem then?
Tebuka caused us to get fired from the firm. That was bad.
But Silas started the fight for Laha. Silas called me stupid. That made me angry. That was very bad.
So, that's the problem. Now, I want us to think of possible solutions for your problem. Wonderful. Those are good ways we can settle conflict.
Yes, I can control my emotions or feelings a little better. You are right, Furaha.
Yes, and I can learn to cooperate too. To be less difficult with my friend.
We need the best solution. What is the best solution the two of you can come up with?
I'm thinking, Furaha. I will not call Tebuka stupid again. And I agree to apologize to you, Tebuka.
And I agree to apologize to you too, Silas. From now on, I'll be more cooperative.
This is great. Is everyone happy with this solution?
Yes. Yes, at least we can continue working together.
How about this other question? Is your problem solved now? Remember, you're not on the firm anymore.
We need to find a new job, Tebuka.
That is very true. We need to find a new job.
Students, why is it helpful to sometimes call a third person to help resolve conflict between two people? Thank you, students. You might have said, the third person is not emotional and can help both sides answer the conflict resolution questions. We learned that Tebuka and Silas were fired following the fight they had while working at Mr. Butera's farm. After that, they started to struggle to find food. They went to see Furaha at her restaurant for help. Furaha provided them with food and drinks. She also helped them to settle the conflict between them. We learned that it is helpful to sometimes call a third person to help resolve conflict between two people because that person will not be emotional and can help both sides answer the conflict resolution questions. Students, let us bring our learning to real life. Try this activity in your own time. If you have a conflict with a colleague or friend, look for someone who can help you settle it and then assess if both of you are satisfied with the resolution. Also, if you know two people who have a conflict between them, help them solve that conflict by using the steps used by Furaha in this episode. Today, Furaha helped mediate the conflict between Silas and Tebuka that had caused them to be dismissed from Mr. Butera's farm. Now, they need to look for another job. To do this well, they will need to write application letters. What is an application letter and what are its parts? Don't miss the next episode. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the BRIGHT Project, Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazikanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda Tibet Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazikanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.